Title: Crash and Sweep Placement with Stock Plugins Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most small effort, huge payoff parts of drum and bass production, crash and sweep placement, specifically, where to put them in a DNB arrangement, and how to build clean, convincing sweeps using only Ableton stock devices. Think of crashes and sweeps as energy markers. They tell the listener, a section just started, something is changing, or get ready, the drop is coming. And in drum and bass at 170 to 175 BPM, that guidance matters a lot because everything is moving fast. If your effects are messy, they'll blur your drums and bass. If your effects are placed well and mixed well, your track instantly feels more intentional. By the end, you'll have four simple tools: a clean crash layer, a noise sweep riser, a downlifter or reverse sweep, and a short impact hit to support your crash. And you'll know exactly where to place them so an 8 to 16 bar loop feels like it's going somewhere. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now, go into arrangement view and create a few locators. Just a simple map. Intro, 8 or 16 bars. Build, 8 bars. Drop, 16 bars. Break or switch, 8 bars. Here's a rule of thumb that will carry you through a ton of DNB arranging. Small changes tend to happen every 8 bars. Major changes tend to happen every 16 bars. So every 8 bars, you can do a little ear candy. A short sweep, a small hit, a quick transition. Every 16 bars, that's where you earn the big stuff. Full crash, impact, longer sweep. Now, let's build the crash channel. Create a new audio track and name it Crash. Drop in a crash sample. Ableton's core library is fine for rolling DNB. Don't start with something super washy and 10 seconds long. You can absolutely use long crashes, but beginners usually end up with a crash that just blankets the whole groove. Pick something fairly tight to start. Now we process it with stock plugins so it sits like a pro. First device, EQ8. Turn on a high-pass filter somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave if you have it available. The goal is simple. Keep low end and low mid junk out of your crash so it doesn't cloud the kick and bass. Quick coaching tip. Don't be scared of high passing effects in DNB. Your low end is sacred. Effects are mostly about mid and high energy and stereo excitement. If the crash feels harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz, just a little. You're not trying to kill it, you're trying to stop it from ripping your ears off when the drums are already bright. Next device, saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, then bring the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. What saturation does here is make the crash read on smaller speakers. It gives it density, not just fizz. Optional next device, compressor. This is not for smashing the crash. This is for tiny control so it doesn't spike your master. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest transient. And here's a beginner pro move. If the crash spikes only on the first hit, try volume automation instead of compression. Zoom in and draw a tiny dip on the very first 50 to 120 milliseconds. You keep the life of the tail, but you stop the jump scare peak. Last device, utility. Widen it a bit. Try 120 to 160%. Don't go crazy. If your version has bass mono, turn it on. Even though you high-passed, this is just extra discipline. Now placement. Put a crash on the first beat of the drop. In Ableton terms, that's 1.1.1 of the drop section. If your drop starts at bar 17, that's 17.1.1. And for rolling DNB, consider a second, smaller energy marker halfway through the 16-bar phrase. So if your drop is 16 bars long, put a quieter crash or splash at bar 9 of that phrase. If the drop starts at 17, the midpoint is bar 25, so 25.1.1, but turn down. This keeps the phrase from feeling like a copy-paste loop. Now we build the riser sweep using only stock devices. No samples required. Create a new MIDI track and name it Sweep Riser. Load operator. Aside operator, we're not really doing a note synth. We're doing noise. Turn oscillator a level to 0, or just disable it if you prefer. Then enable noise in the global section. Set the noise level somewhere around minus 6 to minus 12 dB to start. We'll automate it later. After operator, add auto filter. Choose a low pass filter, 12 or 24 dB. Set resonance around 15 to 30%. Too much resonance gets whistly fast, and in DNB that can sound cheap if it's screaming over your hats. If your auto filter has drive, add a bit, like 2 to 6 dB for some attitude. Now create a MIDI clip that's one long held note for the whole riser. Start with 8 bars. Any note is fine. C3 is fine. It's noise anyway. Now the key part. Automation. In arrangement view, automate auto filter frequency. Start low, like 150 to 300 Hz, and rise up to 10 to 16 kHz by the end. That's the opening up sensation. Also automate operator's noise level slightly upward. For example, start around minus 18 dB and end around minus 8 dB. So it's not just getting brighter, it's also getting a little more present. Now add reverb after auto filter. Set decay around 2 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Dry/wet around 15 to 30%. Then automate the reverb dry/wet up slightly toward the end, like the last 2 bars. So maybe 15% early, 30% near the end. That gives that lift-off feeling. Optional, but very D&B. Pitch lift. You can automate operator's transpose or use a pitch MIDI effect. Try a rise of plus 7 semitones over 8 bars for subtle, or plus 12 for more obvious. Pitch rise is like a psychological cue that something is about to happen. Now placement. Put the riser in the last 8 bars before the drop. And this is important. End it right before the drop hit, so the crash and impact feel huge. So if the drop hits at 17.1.1, your riser should end at 16.4.4. You want the downbeat to feel like a new chapter. This audio version is shortened for playback.